USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Roughly 100 million Americans across more than two dozen states are on alert for severe weather as a major winter storm gains steam. States stretching from New Mexico to Illinois are under winter storm warnings, the chance for high winds, heavy snow. There's a possibility of tornadoes overnight in Arkansas, Tennessee, and Mississippi. The victims of this week's mass shooting at Michigan State University are being honored. A candlelight vigil on campus Wednesday after three students were killed Monday night. The gunman who opened fire was found dead by police from a self-inflicted gunshot wound following an hours-long manhunt. And tonight, we're learning more.
The shooter had previously pled guilty to a gun charge and was not allowed to carry a firearm as instructed by the Lansing, Michigan court system. A June 2019 arrest found Anthony McRae had a concealed .380 semi-automatic handgun and extra clip in his possession, a felony since McRae did not have a concealed weapon permit. I'm Lance Pry.
A sentence has been handed down for a mass shooting gunman in New York State.
The 19-year-old gunman who carried out a deadly mass shooting at a Buffalo supermarket last year has been sentenced to life in prison without parole. Erie County Judge Susan Egan.
You will never see the light of day as a free man ever again.
But before that sentence was read, as a victim's sister was speaking, shooter Peyton Gendron was rushed by a man in the courtroom.
You don't know a damn thing about black people.
Correspondent John Schaefer is part of the proceeding. Gendron apologized for what he'd done. Two people are dead after a military Black Hawk helicopter crash in Alabama. The nearby Army base said the helicopter was not associated with its fleet. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley is officially jumping into the 2024 presidential race. And TMZ is reporting actress Raquel Welch is dead at the age of 82. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax paid during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine says he feels for the people of East Palestine.
The only concern I have is for the people who live there. These are people who live in the state of Ohio.
A toxic train derailed February 3rd in the village, and residents are complaining of illnesses and dead animals. Republican DeWine says new EPA tests Wednesday confirm most of the air and water is safe, but he understands why residents still don't feel safe. At the same time, several U.S. senators are demanding answers from the Transportation Department. The Kansas City Chiefs are Super Bowl champions, and they're celebrating in a big way in front of their hometown fans. While speaking at a rally near downtown KC, Super Bowl and NFL regular season MVP quarterback Patrick Mahomes addressed the Chiefs' doubters.
Before we started this season, the AFC West said we were rebuilding. I'm going to be honest with you, I don't know what rebuilding means. In our rebuilding year, we're world champs.
Kansas City defeated the Philadelphia Eagles 38-35 in Super Bowl 57 Sunday in Glendale, Arizona. At a chapel service that was held a week ago at a small Christian college in Kentucky, has become a marathon prayer and worship session. Asbury University President Dr. Kevin Brown described the February 8th service as ordinary and unremarkable. A few students remained after the service, and then viral videos on TikTok have reportedly led many people to travel from 1,000 miles away to join, some calling it a revival. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.